Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, as you've probably heard me say before many times, as the Small Business Advocate, I belong to the Small Business Party. I don't, as you know, I have Republican operatives on the show talking about Republican issues. I have Democrat operatives on talking about Democrat issues. I try to play it down the middle as much as possible, but all during the year for year after year, and I've been doing this now for almost 15 years. But once every four years, during the presidential election, I pull back the curtains a little bit, and I talk about my preferences, and so that's what I'm going to do today. So I'm giving you a fair warning, and you know I do consider myself to be a leading voice for small business success. I have a 15-year track record of that. One of the factors that I track and report on, as you know, is public policy. When I started doing my show, day one, I said, okay, public policy is important to small business. The policies that are being considered and passed by Congress, by government, whether it be state or local, impact small businesses. And so I said in those days that I'm going to a certain percentage, probably I think I estimated in those days 10 to 15% of our programming would be associated with public policy. And that's what we've done. In my role as the Small Business Advocate, I support those issues that benefit small businesses, those policies that benefit small business, and I oppose those that don't, regardless of the party who originated them. So, as I said, every 4 years, I have done things a little bit differently by comparing the policies of the two presidential candidates with regard to their alignment with small business success. And I want to do that now with four, what I consider to be the four biggest concerns for small businesses. The first one is customers. Jobs equal customers, right? We know that. President Obama's economic recovery plan, which, as you know, has included spending probably over $1 trillion on an approach to the economic growth that was based on the government spending money. That approach has failed as a job creator. And yet he continues to advocate for more government investment. That's his word, investment in the economy. Mitt Romney has stated that the best way to grow the economy is to support small businesses in their effort to grow jobs and create more customers for everyone. It's his fifth point. One of his 5 points of his plan for the economy is the title of it is Help Small Business. On taxes, the largest drain on small businesses' precious capital is taxes. President Obama thinks tax reform is a way to means to redistribute wealth from millionaires and billionaires. Well, when you do that, Mr. Obama, small businesses will become collateral damage. Mitt Romney proposes tax reform where job creators pay higher taxes only based on their success. If they make more money, they pay more money. They pay more taxes. Not just because they're successful, but based on their success. Plus, he recommends a broader tax base so more Americans have a vested interest in our country's future. This is a big deal, folks. I'm going to talk about that in the next segment. Healthcare. Obamacare will double, and in fact, I saw something yesterday that says it will triple, the cost of Obamacare will triple the initial estimate. Plus, it's imposing new fines, new taxes, and unbelievably onerous compliance requirements on small businesses without benefiting them. Obamacare will not benefit small business owners. But perhaps the worst of this law, in my opinion, is it puts small business owners in conflict with their employees and with their own growth plans. That's happening right now. President Obama is committed to his namesake law. Mitt Romney promises to repeal Obamacare. And when we poll small business owners about Obamacare, 78% of our audience agrees with Mr. Romney. Let's talk about fuel prices. Gasoline costs small businesses and their customers and our customers almost twice what it did when President Obama took office. All of this increase isn't Mr. Obama's fault, isn't President Obama's fault. I've never said that. Nobody could ever say that. But we know from past experience, from historical record, that presidents can influence oil prices. When, if you remember, 4 years ago, a little more than 4 years ago, crude oil went over $140 a barrel. Remember that? That was in around July or August of 2008. Do you remember what happened? We were all worried about it. We were all concerned about it. It was a big deal, right? But President Bush simply announced that he wanted to remove the offshore drilling ban, and you remember what happened? He didn't. Nobody drilled any new oil. Nobody. The law wasn't passed. He just announced that he wanted to remove the ban, and oil prices dropped like a stone. Presidents do have influence on oil prices. President Obama has taken no steps to reduce oil prices. For example, one of the things he could have done would have been to have not rejected the Keystone Pipeline, which he did. He rejected that. That I promise you that I'm no oil expert. I'm no futures expert. But based on what I've seen in the past, that kind of a behavior by him, that kind of a position by him would have contributed to oil prices going down. But his alternative energy philosophy, oil, wind, solar, etc., those things, those programs only work when the cost of carbon fuel is high. Mitt Romney has promised to pursue the full potential of America's domestic energy sources. I think that's number two on his list of five. So, folks, I believe that Mitt Romney is the best candidate for small business. And here's the last reason, and it's the fundamental reason I believe this. Mitt Romney is the only presidential candidate who knows what it takes to make a payroll every Friday. I'm Jim Blasting, Game 20 After. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.